still you are Purna.
You are Purna.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purna.
So, this you throw out, even if you subtract yourself from yourself, you still remain perfect. You add something to yourself, you still remain the perfect. Such is the very nature of reality. So action is only one principle, yajna. You make a holocaust of yourself, throw yourself unreservedly. As a result, somebody else, you will become somebody else. In very metaphysical terms it is said that the world is objectivization of the self. The self is subject. Now, all action is nothing but a movement of objectivization. The subject becomes object. You begin to see yourself as an object to yourself. How do you see yourself? Even in ordinary terms, when you want to see yourself, you have to become different from you and face, now confront yourself and see backward. In other words, now the object has a subject and looks you as an object. First you are the only thing in the world, now you throw yourself and then as a result an object is created, then that object begins to look at you as a subject, as this object.
Is it introspection?
Yes, in introspection this is what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Now the whole world is nothing but introspection of God.
Mm-hmm.
The whole world is nothing but bahusyam, means let me be many. This is the only meaning. There is only one action. Action has only one meaning, holocaust. As a result of which anya is produced, and anya begins to look at yourself as now an object. And in looking at also there is only one law, holocaust. That object also makes a holocaust. Yajna from your side and yajna from the other side. And action is nothing but this cycle. Everything in the world is nothing but yajna.
Well, can you explain this in terms of Purusha and Prakriti which you just mentioned?
Yes, it is this. In fact, by holocaust of the individual, of the Supreme, anya is produced, something else is produced. Now something else is not different from himself, because there is nothing else than himself. But a different standpoint is created. He was now what he was, now he begins to look at himself from the other side. Nothing else is created, because there is nothing else. So what happens is, a standpoint is created which now looks at the original as its own object. That is now Prakriti. So for Purusha, Prakriti is the object. For Prakriti, Purusha is the object. Now the whole action is nothing but this. The whole world is nothing but this basic activity. Holocaust of yourself, as a result, Prakriti begins to come into being, that objective reality, and that begins to look at yourself. And what is the method of looking at yourself? By holocaust. A special relationship is now created between the original and now the other one which is produced.
Holocaust,
sampurna balidan. Complete holocaust. You complete, you give up yourself, you no more remain what you are. Something else is produced.
Hmm. Very wonderful.
So, Prakriti is nothing but Purusha himself. but now taking a standpoint which is objective to that Purusha. Prakriti is not something different because there is nothing else. In the Bible, this is very well expressed as if Eve is produced out of the rib of Adam. Now this is in a very lower sense it is taken up, but actually speaking it is true. Prakriti, Eve stands for Prakriti and Adam stands for Purusha. So Prakriti has no independent existence. Prakriti is actually Purusha. The substance of Prakriti is nothing but Purusha. But the original reality is Purusha, because there is only one reality. That Purusha takes out of himself, as it were, himself, and puts before himself, objectivizes himself. And then that object begins to look at original Purusha as its object.